The midterm elections are now just days away. By now, you've probably heard a ton about the fierce Senate contest between Ted Cruz and Beto O'Rourke. But what about those other statewide races? Say, agriculture commissioner. In that race, we have Republican incumbent Sid Miller, who's challenged by Democrat Kim Olson. Now you may be thinking, why should I care? That's the question we're answering today as part of our Texas Decide series. For the long answer, we begin with Waco Public Radio's Will Burney.
About a half hour west of Waco and McGregor, you'll find the Mill King Market and Creamery.
Hi, I'm Will.
I'm Shorty.
Nice to meet you.
The Creamery sells milk to folks from all over the area. Shorty Miller's giving what she calls the $3 tour of the place, and you'll notice you don't hear any cows, which at a dairy farm may strike you as odd.
A contented cow, they don't comment.
Contented cows or not, places like this, or a farm, that's probably what comes to mind when you hear agriculture commissioner. Gene Hall is with the Texas Farm Bureau. He explains the ag commissioner heads up the Texas Department of Agriculture.
It is a regulatory agency.
The TDA and the commissioner do a lot of things that you'd expect, things that directly affect how Shorty Miller and other Texas food producers do business. Take, for instance, pesticides. TDA has to make sure that pesticides are applied safely, and they also inspect facilities like grain silos and warehouses. Hall says the Department of Agriculture also certifies organically produced products, provides financial assistance to needy farmers, and grants funding for developing new technologies, all while advocating for policies that will help Texas farmers and ranchers.
It is also in charge of weights and measures,
which is probably one of the most interesting and far-reaching jobs. The TDA and the Ag Commissioner make sure that anything sold by the pound is weighed accurately, even milk from Miller's surprisingly quiet cows. Something else you might find surprising, how the milk is measured when it goes to market.
Milk is sold by the 100 pounds, which is about 12 gallons.
Miller tells me products like milk can foam up when being poured into a container. Or two people may fill the same container differently. The Ag Commissioner's agency makes sure everyone's measurements are equal and accurate before their products are trucked off to market in Texas cities, be it Houston, Lubbock, or Austin. And that's where Texas Public Radio's Ryan Poppy picks up our story.
So when the farm's products arrive in city grocery stores, the Ag Commissioner's oversight helps consumers like Chef Mike Thompson. He owns a private catering business and cooks for some of Austin's wealthiest foodies. He's at the grocery store to pick up items for tonight's special dinner.
This evening they're going to be doing grilled chicken, they're going to be doing a corn pudding, coleslaw, some appetizers, baked brie, seasonal berries, bacon-wrapped shrimp.
Thompson starts in the produce section.
So POUs are all on the boards, so that makes it easy. 4816, I believe, is sweet potatoes. I think I read that right.
Yep.
There we go. So 2.25 pounds, comes out to about 220. It's not too bad.
Here, Thompson's relying on the Ag Commissioner's Consumer Protection Arm, which ensures scales in stores accurately calculate weights and prices.
Because, you know, everything is based on weights when it comes to cooking. You know, meats are generally 1/4 pound per person. Veggies, it depends on what they are. But, you know, if I have 10 people and I go in the grocery store and it tells me that I'm buying 2 pounds of green beans, I can't afford to get home and have 1.5 pounds of green beans, or broccoli or asparagus or whatever else for that matter. Because, then you show up at the party and you start cooking food and making plates and all of a sudden it's short.
That responsibility also extends to regulating the fuel at gas stations. The TDA regulates those scales too, which measure how much gas gets sucked out of an underground tank and is pumped into your car.
TDA wants to make sure that if you in Texas as a consumer purchase a gallon of gas for $2, that you actually get a gallon of gas.
Paul Harden's the president and CEO of the Texas Food and Fuel Association.
So in essence, TDA really is a consumer protection agency, and they are needed.
Harden says the accuracy and security of these pumps benefits the convenience stores and gas stations that his organization represents. He says when there's a complaint or an issue with the quality of fuel, the state agency can shut down an owner's pumps for weeks at a time.
I'll be real honest, the fuel out front is just to get you in the store. They don't make a lot of money off the fuel. It's so that you come in the store and buy the higher margined items.
So before you cast your ballot, do your research on the candidates. Your choice matters. Whether you're running your own farm, shopping for tonight's dinner, or fueling up your car for the weekend, the Ag Commissioner's responsibilities touch the most ordinary aspects of your life in the Lone Star State. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.
And in Waco, I'm Will Burney.